think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bassett with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. The detail about China's defense budget. China's defense budget, the report goes, now at $230 billion U.S. That's an increase of $16 billion from the budget in 2022. The quote, China's Ministry of Finance announced a new infusion of cash in its annual report. We go to Jim Fennell, who is our help on understanding these matters because for many years he served as U.S. Navy Captain, Director of Intelligence and Information Operations at the U.S. Pacific Fleet. He's now a government fellow at the Geneva Center for Security Policy. Jim, you watched the defense budget in China grow over the years of your service. Is there anything unusual in this fresh report? Are they getting more for their money or less for their money? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening, John and Gordon. This report from the National People's Congress two sessions is, in my mind, just a steady continuum of a demonstration by the Chinese Communist Party of the prioritization that they place on having a great military and to build it up as they've been doing for the last almost nearly 30 years. And so this is once again a demonstration that the PRC's priorities are first and foremost having a major military capability that can defeat the United States.
Gordon, you have a question for Jim.
Jim, I think you talk about the prioritization, and that I think is critical because we have an economy that is stumbling. At the two sessions, they announced a gross domestic product target of around 5%, but they increased the military budget by 7.2%. We don't know if the numbers are real, but that gives a sense that the Chinese military is getting a bigger and bigger share of what's going on. And if I can, just for a moment, look at last year, where they announced a 7.1% increase. Their economy grew 3.0%, they said, but actually contracted about 3%, according to the keenest analysis analysts. So really what we have is a Chinese military that is devouring the Communist Party and the country as a whole, especially at a time where, as John has pointed out, these guys can't even pay their own teachers.
Right. I agree with you, Gordon. You could go back, I think, really to see a starker shift in 2020 with the first year of COVID. And at the same time in their National People's Congress, it was held in May because of the virus. They were unable to give a national estimate for their GDP growth, first time in 28 years. Yet they did in that same meeting tell us that they would grow the defense budget by 6.8 or 6.6%. And then in 2021, they were unsure of what their GDP growth would be, but said it would be around 6%, yet they stated that they would grow the PLA by 6.8%. So for the past 4 years, they've gone out of their way to make sure that above all else, that the people of China know that the Chinese Communist Party is devoting its emphasis on the PLA at the expense of all these other areas. And it's a wonder that we haven't seen more protests about this from amongst the people of China.
The puzzle, Gordon, is the story in China that they're about to be attacked? That would explain the growth of the military over these years. Not that we're going to attack Taiwan, but that if we don't build up our defenses, we're going to be overwhelmed. Do they tell that tale?
Yes, they do, John. Although they don't specifically say that they will be attacked, they talk about the foreign challenges as being more acute and severe, and they use grim language. And so really what they're saying is that the increases in the Chinese military budget are, as they say, appropriate, given the nature of the challenges that the regime faces.
Jim, casually, I watched a movie that was made, say, 15 years ago, I believe, maybe more, called Midway, an upgrade of the Great Battle of Midway of 1942. And I was struck by a detail in the midst of it when the an air crew came down after attacking the Japanese fleet, and they were picked up by a Japanese destroyer, and there was an episode of pure sadism. The Japanese portrayed as wicked, unredeemable. And I puzzled about it because Midway, we know, is a geostrategic chess game between the Japanese fleet and the American fleet. That's how you present it. And then I saw that the production was co-Chinese. And I thought, well, we're seeing propaganda in Hollywood. But that was 15, 16 years ago. What happened in between? How did this change that the Chinese no longer see us as allies against the Japanese, but see us as big a threat as the Japanese? Where did it happen?
Well, I think that they see us as an obstacle, the only and last obstacle to their restoration and great rejuvenation and the grand vision that the Communist Party has for China, which is to be the single voice for ruling the world and setting the conditions for the global economy and trade and military strength and everything else. And so while that movie may have portrayed the Japanese that way, I think that's a longstanding hatred that the party has for the Japanese. And I think it may have sublimated an equally longstanding hatred that the PRC has for the United States.
Was there ever a moment that you observed that the Chinese were happy to work with the U.S. fleet in the Pacific? Did that ever happen?
Never happy. They wanted it. They sought to be in RIMPAC. I recall in 2012, where they were miffed that they didn't get, they got invited to have observers come to RIMPAC in 2012, but then they got upset that those, that they weren't given more, allowance to have ships and to control the exercise, and they didn't understand the protocols. So I've never witnessed them be happy to work with us. Maybe they talk about it in their press when they talk about the Flying Tigers and World War II and things of that nature, but that's few and far between, those stories.
So, Gordon, the Chinese, the PLA Navy, the PLA Army, the PLA Air Force, their vision of the future is a direct battle with the U.S. Is that what we conclude from all of these events?
Oh, absolutely, John. There's no question about that, because as Jim just mentioned, they see that the U.S. Is really the only country that can prevent them from devouring their neighbors.
You have a question for Jim. We have about a minute.
Jim, it's not just a question of military spending. It's a question of China having weapons the U.S. doesn't have. If you could just talk about that for a moment.
Right, Gordon. They're spending less than us, on the order of maybe one quarter of what we spend, but getting almost five times the production. So they're getting, in terms of just say the fleet, over the last decade, they've gotten five times as many ships as we have. And these ships are gross, have larger tonnage than we have. And most importantly, they have battle force missiles that we don't have, over the horizon, supersonic, sea skimming, anti-ship cruise missiles that can essentially destroy the U.S. Pacific fleet, much like the Japanese wanted to do at Midway in 1942 and were unable to do. The Chinese are building that capability.
2027 is the new number we get. I wonder the puzzle whether we'll get another number this afternoon. But in any event, Jim, is that reasonable, the 2027 jump-off date for the PLA Navy?
Well, we could talk a long time about this, but the number from both Hu Jintao and Xi Jinping decades ago was 2020. So the talk of 2027 today seems to me to be a miss by the IC, intelligence community. We have already, when I was in uniform, we already knew that the PLA had been ordered to take Taiwan as early as 2020. They have the capability to do so. So here we are.
Gordon, is Beijing behind because they're out of money?
I don't think that they're really behind, John. I think that they probably are looking at the Ukraine war and other things and then making their calculus as to when to jump off. But also they got some internal problems which could impel them to be much more aggressive than they otherwise would be.
Jim Fennell of the Geneva Center for Security Policy, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.